finally on a computer that is functioning correctly. You may be wondering, where the fuck did we disappear off to? Well, it's simple. Dummy formatted his computer. Yes, the dumb idiot decided that his computer was building up way too much in storage or some ridiculous nonsense, and upgraded this abomination of an IdeaPad to Windows 11. Yes, you heard me. Windows 11. He couldn't even bother to reinstall us immediately. He reinstalled us literally a few days before me ranting about this whole entire situation. It is unnecessary. This upgrade happened back in January, this is fucking March. You'd think he'd have some common decency to consider reinstalling his text-to-speech voices to continue providing you guys with hilarious content, but no. He had us removed, sent to the depths. Son of a goddamn mother-
I didn't upgrade, I went back.
Hey, guess what? It's your old pal here, Charles Kahaha. Never expected to see me again after about 3 or 4 years. Did you know? Well, I always come loaded with bullets. I am offering you guys this free Glock 17 pistol for the price of only $25. You heard me. $25. Give or take.
You think you're all too old? Well, guess what? I can make a much better deal. Your ass for $50. Handed to you in a silver platter. Just for the fanbase's reaction.
Microsoft Sam, nice to see you. I'm afraid I did not come here to exchange pleasantries. I'm here to sell off my gun collection to the viewers.
Sorry, you're going to have to say that just a bit louder.
For fuck's sake, what am I dealing with right now?
You are dealing with the legendary Microsoft Sam, the Taco Champion, executive creator of the Rafflecopter that goes swah swah swah, classic sign-in air reader extraordinaire, the best-sounding TTS voice in existence.
Absolute nonsense. I have heard way better sounding text-to-speech voices than you that have great inflections, balance, and correct pronunciation.
Do you want to know what else has great pronunciation, Geth? Ignore that. That was just a gratis shot.
I'm not sure what is more idiotic here. That trophy case, which is hopefully not filled with your awards, because that would become a... Or, the fact that you missed with the shotgun?
This is none of your concern. See, the thing is, after not being able to use my goddamn weapon for almost 2 months, it's only natural that I am getting rusty. Right? Right?
What the hell is all this noise in here? Please keep in mind, Bob's a barber doesn't play around. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Now, who the hell is in here?
Oh god, it's Bob the Barber. Talk about a crossover. To me, is this the best attempt you could make at coming up with an additional person to throw into the mix? First Charles, now some stupid-sounding barber who has drowned his lungs in a helium tank.
He actually thinks I have the time to go ahead and do that.
You have the time to do a lot of things, mainly screwing up people's haircuts. You literally grabbed a book about cutting hair, sifted through its pages for what, 15 minutes? Then set it down, and proclaimed you had been cutting hair for 5 years.
What? Whoa, you shouldn't even know about that. This isn't even my show. Hold on a minute. I'm in the wrong show. Isn't this a fourth wall breakage?
Wow, you're actually smarter than I thought. How intriguing.
Bob the Barber is always smart.
And now, that smartness percentage has decreased to below zero. So much for that little spark of hope.
You want to talk percentage? Let's talk percentage. Your accuracy with that shotgun? 0%.
The next shot I make with this weapon will be at your chest. Mark my words. What is the meaning of this?
Sorry, is Sam here?
And who are you?
My name is Stack.
Who the fuck calls themselves Stack? I've never seen you before.
You haven't? But, wait a second. This isn't even a... Is this a fourth wall breakage?
For fuck's sake, not another random crossover.
Bob the Barber is very confused.
No one asked for your input, you stupid stylist.
I was sent by Chimmy to retrieve your shotgun. You know, the big thing that
I know what a shotgun is, you small human.
Hey! I am not human. I will have you know that I'm an elf.
Don't care. Small human. Small human.
He'll be feeling that in the morning.
Now that was quite a melody.
Damn it! Well, there goes another customer. It's you, Bob the Barber. Did you ever get those clippers that one elf made for you? Oh yes, I sure did. And I'm enjoying those clippers and messing up people's haircuts. I mean, fixing their haircuts. Well, my primary purpose here was to get his shotgun from him so I could take it and confiscate it, but since he's knocked out, I might as well get going. So, goodbye.
Well, with Sam incapacitated, I guess I can continue selling my weapons. Remember, $25. Bob the Barber, can you give me one of your traditional haircuts?
Of course. I'd be willing to give you a haircut. Bob the Barber does that.